Talking a little bit about Stephen Breyer's yawn fest of a retirement or whatever the hell that announcement was, the reaction to it, and now what is going on across the planet. Now, again, now remember, the bad, look, the evil is not just going to give us Truman, Churchill, Stalin-esque, complete and total surrender, like at Yalta. We're not going to be able to take the Japanese emperor and or the holy Japanese emperor and his house down in one fell swoop. Now, Our Lady could. I mean, it could happen, but it won't be because we did it. So, remember when you hear, I'm so cynical. Did you read the whole, fine print in the announcement about Denmark? They said that they're ready to combat the virus. They could go back to doing it any time. You know what, dude? If you want to stay out there and cry in your little weak tea and have your little pig pen cloud over your head, and some of you will, go ahead and do that. The rest of us are going to take the W. Winning. Denmark to end most COVID restrictions, and this is a quote now from the PM, welcome the life we knew before.
So long, sad times, go long, bad times, we are rid of you at last. Cloudy gay times, cloudy gray times, you are now a thing of the past. 'Cause happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again.
Happy days are here again.
All together, shout it now.
They you don't like the song selection?
Can doubt it now. So let's tell the
Winning.
World about it now.
Happy days are here again.
Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
All right. All right. They are surrendering. And this is why. The beautiful part about this when you go like, yeah, but TKD. All right, man, cynic boy. Yeah, just sit in the corner over there. Let me finish what I got to say. The truth is prevailing. This is why this is such a good thing. Because reality is prevailing. Just as we always told you, reality is going to catch up to these criminals sooner or later. It has to. Reality will catch up. There was a movie, wasn't there, called Reality Bites? Or was that a TV show? Reality bites. And it bites hard. And the reality is the data now. What an irony. And isn't this the way it always happens?
Just follow the science, obey the science,
which is actually an imperative command to not follow said science. They are being undone. The cabal is being undone by the science. By the science of mathematics. The data is unassailable now. The jabs are killing people. They are not stopping any transmission. The data is now out. They hid it. Now, give them credit. They hid it they ignored it successfully for 2 years. The data is now out and is also irrevocable that coffee filters with straps for your ears do not filter out viruses. They give you strep throat. They give you all sorts of infections on your skin. They do all sorts of things, hideous, heinous things, but they don't protect you from virus and virus particles and droplets. They just don't. They are losing. Losing Lehu Zer. So happy. happy days are here again. Yes, we are happy, happy, happy. Why? Because they are losing. Now let me pivot. I'll give you the pyramid of the Denmark story. Denmark Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said yesterday that Denmark would be throwing out most of the corona-doom pandemic restrictions it placed, including mask mandates. Did you hear Fiorella's show this morning? Fiorella said, oh, it's a wonderful day. All the mask mandates expire today. No more having to wear masks in public. Restrictions currently in place, and that's in the UK. Remember last week when we played the Boris Johnson audio? We broke the news here. And 2 days later, people still going, I still don't believe it, TKD. They're not going to do it. They're not going to go through it. You wait and see. They're not going to give up. Yeah. Misery. Someone that lives in England, two of them today, said, no mask today. It's over. Restrictions currently in place for the public to wear masks on public transportation, the restaurants and shops, and people entering healthcare facilities and retirement homes, according to the AP. However, following February 1st change of restrictions, masks will only be required in hospitals, healthcare facilities, and homes for the elderly. Still won't do any good, but if you want to think that you're protecting your the Danish grandma, you're not going to let the little Dutch boy go in there and kill the grandma. Okay, fine. Go ahead and do that. Have at it. Frederiksen said, yeah, we say goodbye to the restrictions and welcome to life we knew before, yeah. As of the February 1st, Denmark will be open. February 1st, Denmark is open. Vince in Pittsburgh makes great observation. That's correct, Vince. Yes, we can lament the fact that the data has been out there for nearly the entire 2 years, especially when it pertains to lockdowns, which is basically, as I go, this is not, don't stop calling it a lockdown. It's government-ordered house arrest. We knew what that would do. We knew that the mask didn't work. Why do you think all of us were like, I'm not putting it on, and you're not going to make me put it on? You know why? Because if I let you get away with this, heaven knows what you will be asking me to wear or do next. Tyrant. According to Health Minister Magnus Hunyk, Denmark's recent cases of the corona doom are more than 46,000 daily on average. However, only 40 people in the hospital and intensive care unit. So what's another thing that we are learning here? The tests don't do anything. Stop volunteering to be tested. You can do that. You can come in, but we want to test you. Nope, you're not testing me. Tests don't work either. And again, what was the actual purpose of a virus test? It actually has a pretty decent actual purpose if it was actually used only and explicitly for this purpose. How do you make a case? Remember, back in April, I wrote the governor of this state, said, that's not a case. Someone anonymously getting a swab stuck up of their nose at one of your stupid drive-through testings, Johnny Bell, and then driving off, and then you allegedly sending it to a lab, and it coming back as positive for COVID or whatever, that's not a case. That is a positive test. How are we supposed to actually use these tests? There are three things that have to happen to make a case. What are they? One, you have to have symptoms. That's the first thing. Most important thing, you got to have symptoms. Two, you have to go to a medical professional, doctor, nurse, RN, LPN, or what have you, nurse practitioner, an NP. You have to go, and then you have to show the symptoms, and then they'll go like, oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, you're running a little bit of a fever here. Okay. the competent medical personnel has to say, has to witness the symptoms. And then the third thing, to confirm the symptoms, then a test is administered. And if the test comes back positive for whatever the test may be for, influenza A or B, swine flu or whatever the corona doom, if the test comes back, now all three things have been met, now that's a case. That's a case. An anonymous test dropped off at CVS Pharmacy by some scared lunatic who's cowering her home and is driving herself to CVS with a mask on, that's not a case. Now, it may be a case of insanity and mental instability, but it's not a case of anything other than that. So, people are now saying, but wait a minute, we have 1.5 million positive test cases in America today, but we only have 1,000-some-odd people in hospitals. Why are you still giving the tests then? Who cares how many people have positive tests? Every piece of their lie, of their deceit, is dissolving right in front of their eyes. And there's nothing they can do about it because God, the author of nature, is going like, I'm going to get my way. My truth will prevail. It's my nature, not yours. I am the author of Scientia, science, not you. So stop the testing is the point. Now, as if that's not enough happy days, many people are out there prognosticating about the retirement announcement of Stephen Breyer yesterday. What, Mrs. O'Connell? Well, I agree with Matthew Walther. Breyer's still alive? No, he isn't. Many people are out there going, now is the end of the world. Now Hillary's going to become president and Kamala la 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 is going to be on the bench. Yeah. Calm your jets there, Pops. Here's what your expert, I'm an actual expert on this. Here's what your expert believes is likely to happen. Just analyzing and knowing the politics that are going on today and how these people think and how the demons think and how evil is working here, plus with the corona doom stuff that's happening, I think we can make a couple of observations here that should be accurate. Here's the first one. The Democrats don't have confidence in the Stacey Slobrams gang. They don't have confidence in the Slobrams gang. They don't think they can repeat the massive deception that they pulled off in the congressional elections of 2018 and in the congressional elections and the presidential election in 2020. They don't think they're going to get away with it this time. They think too many people are looking, and it's going to be too easy to get caught this time. So they think they're going to lose. Breyer's announcement is a smoke. It is a giant flashy neon sign that's saying, Lehu's hers. They're taking their one chance to try to replace a reliable communist with another reliable communist. Now, let me deflate the air in some of your tires. Kamala Lala Harris is not a reliable communist. The only thing she's reliable for, well, I can't say it on air, but you can figure it out. She is reliable for cackling, Maggie. This is true. She's reliable for other things, but the family-run radio show, I can't tell you what they are. You can figure it out. As a matter of fact, most of you already know. That's right, Alaconis. They stole it. They stole 26 seats in 2018 with ballot harvest in California. And then they expanded the ballot harvesting and the Zucker votes to steal more and the U.S. Senate and the presidency. The Warnock Warlock, that dude's finished. I'm not sure when Ossoff, if they're both up for, I don't think they're both up for re-election, but when Ossoff comes up, he's done too.